Somewhere in the year 2009, a gift was discovered with her first hit, Ajiminkwa, from the Kama Kama album. She brought smiles on many faces and peace into many hearts, pushing through many trials of life. She released Nokwafo in 2013. This couldn't impact as much as it did in 2009, and discouragement stepped in. In 2016, she released yet another project, Unyuni, All I See, and You Reign, among others, could not rise above the storms. At this point, she was completely crushed into what was assumed to be an irrecoverable breakdown. Going through battles on every side of life, she felt espied and at end of service. A period of adversity and tribulation seemed to have worn and victoriously shattered and buried her for good. The confusing images on the screen were the only things left in her room. She stared at them, trying to make sense of what she was seeing, but the images only grew more muddled and incomprehensible by the second. After staying in the dark pit for over 6 years, something made her germinate, and now she's back. Back with the message of the finished work on the cross of Christ, which brings hope, peace, love, life eternal, and provision. Like a fountain that refreshes souls and waters the dry places, bringing a refreshment that ignites many before. Her message of hope and restoration has resonated with people all over the world. The Erabna story has witnessed the power of resilience and the beauty of hope. With her unwavering determination and unshakable spirit, she used her setbacks as fuel for a rebirth. There is a rebirth of Mary's child. A new Erabna is born. God's own purpose prevailed.